Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 26th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 4.25 cents, 6.24 and a half. July wheat down 8 cents, 6.48 and a half, and July beans down 8 and a quarter cents at 15.03 and a half. The corn made a remarkable recovery. It rallied as much as 27 cents off the early lows. December corn, I think what caused the rally, December corn got down to $5.25. And I think guys have been looking to buy a break in this corn market, trying to get set for a hot and dry summer. Use that as an opportunity to buy some corn down here. There was a story out that China was going to limit some corn imports. They were going to cancel some U.S. cargoes. I think it was one of those things that they floated out there. The market broke, and I think they stood in here and bought some corn. But I would expect that the weekly sales tomorrow to be down significantly on corn. I think beans are going to be terrible. I think wheat will be about where it's been, you know, in the 400 to 500 range. But I certainly just don't see anything that friendly out here. The beans rallied with the corn. The beans rallied as much as 35 cents off the lows, but closed about 22 cents off the highs. The volatility continues. Meal and oil were both lower. Oil was down 101 at 65.68. Meal was down 250 at 383.80. Just want to check the chart real quick on the meal. Yesterday, we closed right at the 200-day moving average. This morning, we took it out significantly, came back, but we still closed under the 200-day moving average. So we'll see what the market wants to do tomorrow. Certainly, the meal's oversold and due for a rally. But I think if meal rallies, the oil is going to continue on its downward journey here. You know, the big question for tomorrow and Friday, do the funds want to liquidate before the long weekend? You've got the funds long over 200,000 corn, long over 100,000 beans, long about 60, 70,000 oil. Are they going to want to blow out of this stuff or lighten up before the long weekend? I certainly think it's possible. I don't see the weather threats out here for the time being. Chicago is going to be in the high 50s to mid 60s for the next 4 days, and then we warm back up into the 70s. Some rains next week, 30 to 50% chances of rain. We've had some good rains throughout the Midwest. Temperatures are certainly not threatening out here. So I'm just not sure where the bull side's going to come from. And then every day that goes by, we're going to be looking at the June 30th acreage numbers, which, if I'm right, we're 2 or 3 million more acres of corn and 1 million to 2 million more acres of beans. I think it changes the dynamics of the market. Now, if by any stretch of the imagination, we're anywhere close to Informa's almost 97 million acres of corn planted, that would be a game changer in here and force this market lower. So, and I still think between now and the end of June that the path of least resistance is lower on these grains. The funds right now, the 10-day moving average has crossed the 150-day moving average. That's never a good sign. As far as the beans go, the 10-day still hasn't crossed the 50, but it's certainly, you know, coming to some kind of convergence in here. If we close under the 50-day moving average at 14.78, which is only 25 cents away, I think we've got some problems out here. As far as the corn goes, take a quick look at the corn chart. Again, we've got a lot of convergence between the 10 and the 50. We haven't crossed over yet. We had kind of a spike up in the corn. We took out the 50-day moving average earlier, then came back to close over it. Again, if we close under that 50-day moving average, I think the corn's in serious, serious trouble out here. So that's what I see. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. If you'd like to talk about a marketing plan, give us a call. Have a great day.